So our, my congregation at Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist, we heard of all the unjust things that are happening, decided to join our colleagues in Denver, who are also offering sanctuary, to declare that we are offering physical sanctuary here in the valley.
I'm at this gathering today to support our immigrant families.
My stance on immigration is pretty straightforward. I don't see anyone different just because they don't have a number.
What people don't realize with an unjust immigration system is that people who have been here for decades who are trying to process their paperwork to become citizens, suddenly being deported means that families who have been here for decades are getting torn apart.
I'm here to speak, also share my solidarity with our immigrant community, and especially on Mother's Day.
To resist the hate that we're getting from this current administration.
This past Sunday, on the 14th of May, I had the opportunity to attend the Mother's Day vigil at Sayre Park in Glenwood Springs. It was an event set up by the Colorado Immigration Rights and Interfaith Coalition in the Roaring Fork Valley for those who are unable to celebrate a special occasion with their mothers. This vigil covered some of the issues in regards to immigration rights throughout the community. Here's what some had to say.
Hi, I'm Father Bert Chilson. I'm the pastor of St. Stephen Catholic Church here in Glenwood Springs, and I'm at this gathering today to support our immigrant families. I have many of them in my parish. They're wonderful people. Family is very important to them. They're hardworking. They're close. People of great faith, and we need to keep them together. I'm very blessed by them and appreciate their presence and their goodness to all of us. They really want to be here because of their families, for a better way of life, and to make it better for everyone.
This is Jen Platero, and I'm here with Junior Ortega talking about AHUA, which is an organization here at the Mother's Day meeting at Sayre Park. Can you tell us a little bit about AHUA?
Yes, AHUA is a youth group organization that we started back in 2010 in the Roaring Fork Valley. And we've been working really strongly with CERC and, you know, fighting on equality for, you know, justice in our Roaring Fork Valley. Our organization currently has 6 strong core members that are there at least every meeting. But we're always looking for more people who are willing to get involved. And we are youth. We're young adults. We like to have more youth because they're the voice of our future.
Sophia Clark with the Colorado Immigrant Rights Coalition. There's been several executive orders that have really targeted immigrants and refugees, basically making everyone a target for deportation, stopping our acceptance of Syrian refugees, trying to force police to act as immigration enforcement. A lot of folks are sharing that they've experienced a lot more interpersonal racism, like folks are feeling emboldened to express their racism. Speaking as a white U.S. citizen, to me, we don't have community if part of our community is under attack and we're not all standing together. So I feel like attacking the rights of anyone ultimately makes all of us weaker and less safe. And so I feel like this is an opportunity, actually, for us to really come together and build the kind of community that we want.
My name is Yesenia Arriola. I was forced to be separated from my family for a few months because my husband was going through an immigration process, so I understand that pain personally of being an immigrant myself and not having my family together. And I'm here to share about that experience and just stand in solidarity with all those families that might be at risk of being separated or who might be separated. But I am very happy that today a diverse group of people, especially a diverse group of interfaith leaders, are coming together and standing in solidarity and offering their organizations as potential sanctuary for someone who may be in need of that one day.
My name is Shauna Foster, and I am the minister at Two Rivers Unitarian Universalist.
And so in the meeting, we talked a lot about sanctuary. For our listeners, can you elaborate on that?
Sure. So sanctuary is an ancient concept. With the strengthening of our criminal justice system, churches stopped doing sanctuary. Well, 40 years ago, we as a religion knew that the criminal justice system was not working because we weren't taking in Central American refugees. there were refugees fleeing to the United States, and we would deport them back, and they would be immediately killed as soon as they went back. So 40 years ago, churches started doing sanctuary again, especially for people who were undocumented, to really get our governments to recognize the moral issue and the moral plight. And so that's why our congregation is doing sanctuary again, for people who are in our community, who deserve a second chance, who deserve due process, because the immigration laws, they're not just. They don't follow a system of due process. They're highly discretionary, and they tear apart our community. So whatever you can do to desegregate our community, to integrate and to bring the community together, I highly encourage people to do that.
For KDNK, I'm Jen Platero.